Time now for your comments. Listeners wrote concerning Morning Edition series on the sexual behavior of younger teenagers. One woman in the series suggested that schools can provide alternative activities for younger teenagers in the evenings. Ed Taylor of St. Louis is a middle school teacher who says his colleagues already are stretched to the limit and gives this example. All year, I coach our speech and debate team. My stipend comes to about $1 an hour. Let's not even talk about teachers' salaries. Taylor believes those who say society should do the parents' job should consider not having children in the first place. Mary Gubalia of Kent, Washington, has a different solution. She suggests starting school 3 hours later. She writes, "I find it hard to believe that kids will be getting up at 6 a.m. to get into trouble." Renee Montaigne talked with film critic Kenneth Turan earlier this month, and Turan remarked that the colon has become ubiquitous in summer movie titles, such as X2, colon, X-Men United. Andrew Delahanty of Washington, D.C., believes lawyers put those colons there. He writes, "From my first year in law school, I realized almost every law journal article had a colon in the title, whether it was needed or not. Since then, I see the lowly colon occur in statutes, legal briefs, and court opinions 10 or 20 times as often as in other writing." A correction from Renee Montaigne's interview with violinist Regina Carter about Paganini's violin. Carter said Paganini was a Baroque musician and Baroque musicians improvised. Well, she was half right. Peter Westbrook of Aspen Hill, Maryland, says Baroque musicians improvised, but Paganini was active during the Romantic era, a time when improvisation was disappearing from Western music. Send your comments to morning@npr.org or call the listener comment line at 202-842-5044. Please say where you live and how to pronounce your name.